say something in that one.
Okay.
The story of Cain is a tragic story, and the real tragedy of Cain comes out very sharp focus when you read the Pesukim in light of how the Ramban explains it. We know that originally HaKadosh Baruch Hu, after Cain's carbon was not accepted, Hashem tries to get Cain to recognize the potential for tshuva. And so Hashem turns to Cain and he says, Lama charalach, ulama nafu fanecha, aloim teitiv se'es. In lo seitiv ha-pesach hatos robet. I want to explain that as Ramban explains it. First of all, what is the meaning of teitiv se'es? Se'es means what? To raise up. So what is it going on? Ramban brings several pshat in that. One pshat, he says, se'es means your avera will be carried, will be forgiven. Like no se avo. Then he has another pshat that means your face will be raised up because it's nafu panav. Right? You pupan of his face was looking down out of shame, and therefore he says, se'es, your face will be raised up. Then the Ramban says, Zom Shat, Al Daiti, in Taitiv, if you improve, Yilcha Yasa Se'es Al Achicha. You'll have greater status. Because what's the issue? Kiata Bechor. Really, you're naturally the Bechor, so you should have an elevated status. And that's why Hashem says, you'll have it again. You'll be able to regain that status. You'll have the status of, like it says, Yasa Se'es, the Yasser Oz, by Reuben being the Bechor. He should have had the Yasa Se'es on his brothers. The Zet Tam Ramban says, Rama Charalach. Why are you upset? Kidubashto me achiv nafu panav. Ubikinasam himenu haraga. What led Cain to kill Hevel? Because he was jealous of his brother. And he says, Hashem says to Cain, Vinei amarga, lama charalach al achicha, lama nafu panach himenu, halam teitiv, yilcha yeses eis al achicha. If you improve, you'll have what you want. If you're jealous because he has more than you, but you have the potential to have what you want. You have the status. You naturally are bechor. In low seitiv, and then he says, Hashem continues, says, if you're not going to improve, then you realize you're going to be worse fake than you even realize yourself. Right now, the issue is only you and your brother. In low seitiv, says the pasuk, pesach hatas lo veit, meaning lo imo bilvata bo achara. It's not just that you're going to have problems vis-a-vis Hevel, that he has greater status than you, but ki pesach beischa chatascha lo veit achshilcha b'chot rachecha, in your own home. Forget about Hevel. In your own home, the Yetzirah is going to be there to make you stumble in all kinds of things. He's going to be cleaving to you. But Hashem comes back and says, "Batatim shobo." If you want, you can still come back and improve yourself and remove the Yetzirah from you. Wherever you are, in every situation, here you are, you have the availability of tshuva. Okay, so that's the Musar that Hashem gave Cain, the Musar Shmuz, after he felt bad when Hevel's carbon was accepted. Next pasuk, Vayomer Cain el Hevel Achiv, and then the pasuk continues, they were out in the field. So what does Vayomer Cain el Hevel Achiv mean? It's a very dangling phrase. What did Cain say to Hevel? Again, various pshatim. So the Ramban brings from Rashi, it means that he was just arguing with him, he was saying things of argumentation. Ibn Ezra says he was telling over the Musa Shmuz that Hashem gave him, he told it over to Hevel, that's the Yom Kain said that to Hevel. The Ramban has his own shot, that it's self-understood what he said, because it says, and they went to the field. So what did Kain say to Hevel? Let's go to the field. And they'd say, Hasada. So that's what it means, the Yom Kain, let's go out to the field, and then they went out in the field. Okay. And then, of course, the pasuk says, and Kain kills Hevel. And then Hashem says, Kain, Ehevel Achicha, confronts him, he says, I don't know. Hashem Ochi Anochi, and Hashem points at Cain, pins the blame, and says, called me Echicha Tzokim in Adama. And he issues the curse to Cain. And he tells Cain, Orata min Adama, Asher Potzas Tiyar, you're cursed from the Adama that opened its mouth, Lukachas me Echicha Miyadacha. What is the nature of the curse? Kisaris Adama Rososhet Kis Kochalach, Nava Nati Yavar. So there's a number of points that go into Kala. Are there two things? Are there three things? Exactly what was the curse that Hashem issued? So from Rashi, Ramban quotes Rashi, Orat and Adama, sounds like the Adama was cursed already with the chait of the of Beit Hadas, with Adam. And now there's an additional chait, an additional Kala for the Adama. Hinimosif la Kala. That's how Rashi learns it. Ramban disagrees. Ramban learns this is not a curse of the Adama. It's a curse of Kayin vis-a-vis the Adama. His relationship to the Adama is now cursed. Says Rabban here in Pasuk Aleph, Amash Yehu Aru Mimena. And what is now the curse? So Rabban says, number one, Lo Tosif Teis Kol Chalach. It's not going to give you its potential. And the Shia Navin Adba, you're going to be wandering on the Adama. Kisavadet Adama, whatever you put out, all your effort to work with it, to plow and to hoe and do everything else in the field and to sow, it's just not going to produce for you. Tisra Harbe V'Tavi Ma'at. You'll do that, you can invest a lot of investment, and what you reap is very, very small fraction of what it should give you. And that's the notion of Orem in Adama. And that's the Otosif Teis Kol Chalach. Specifically for you, it's a curse for you that you're not going to have success in this situation. Then he says further, there may be a third point here. So it's not just two things. We'll see that, and also that the Adama won't produce for you, but also trees. Trees you don't have to plant. You plant one time. You don't have to constantly do more zriya. And simply the fruit of the trees, it's not gonna produce. So Tein of a Geffen, where you can chelam, Bachuzasa, wherever you live, your trees are not gonna have much fruit. If you live somewhere else, those trees won't have much fruit. It's a sada go you can elav, period. Because of Amar, and then he goes on and says, and if you work the land, it's just not gonna produce, the vegetables won't grow and so on so much, and the produce won't be good. And then comes the third color of Navanad Tieva Arts. What's the response of Cain? And here you really see the tragedy coming up in the way that Cain expresses himself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Pesukim that follow. Cain says, Gadol Avoni Minaso. What does that mean? Rashi has one pshat. Rabban quotes that. It disagrees with Rashi's pshat. Rashi says that Cain is being facetious. I understand it's so hard for you to bear my sin. It's such a big deal. You carry the whole world. You can't carry my Avera. Rabban learns, no, it's an expression of confession, of vidui. Gadol Avoni Minaso. Emesk, Avoni Gadol Milasloach. But what is Cain's bakasha? He says, Hengi Rashta Osi Hayom, you chased me out, me out, me Adama. Look at these two words, Mipanecha Esaser. Mipanecha, from your countenance, I'm concealed. I'm going to wander all over, and what's going to happen? I'm vulnerable. Whoever's going to see me could kill me. I need some kind of protection from you. So Hashem says, I'm going to give you a sign. Hashem gives a sign to Cain that he won't be killed. What does all this mean? Then one more pasuk I'll mention. We'll see Pshat in a minute. Vayetze Cain milefnei Hashem. Also strange in Russia. Vayetze milefnei Hashem. Vayetze be'eretz no kidmas eid. Says the Ramban as follows. God avoni minaso means again a vidu. You are just and you punished me, and I understand I'm deserving a punishment. And therefore, what is the punishment you decreed? Geirashta osiyam api adam. So I'm going to be constantly wandering. I can't be settled in one place. Kibiyosi navanad, and I'm not going to be in one place. So I have no place to rest. Umipanecha esaser. What does it mean? Meaning kilo uchalamod lefanecha. Lispalel o hakriv karban. The story began when Cain offered a carbon, before Hevel even. Cain offered a carbon. That means that he's coming to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's in the presence of Hashem. He's offering a carbon. It's carbon to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. After the chait, after what he did to Hevel, Cain recognized him, Panecha Esaser, I can't relate to you. I can't offer tefillah. I can't offer a carbon. I can't offer a mincha because I'm so devastated with shame. Kiboshi gam nechlamti, and therefore I can't come to you. But meanwhile, with that tragic reality, I'm still afraid that I'm going to get killed because I have no hashgacha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in any way. Kol motzi argeni. Anyone's going to see me, and I'm vulnerable to the animals, to whoever. And meanwhile, Hashem, with everything, you didn't decree that I should get killed. I mean to say, there's a great onus, but give me at least this much of a protection that I should not get the punishment any more than what you have decreed on me. I don't want to become left now to the to the wild animals. Because since I'm going to be wandering Navanad, and I'm not going to be able to settle down in any one place to build a home with a fortification, because it's just not going to work. So Yarguni Achayos, Kisar Tzilcha Me'alai. There's no Tzelem Elokim to protect me. There's no Merachim Bechitchem Yia. There's no fear that animals are just going to wipe me off the face of the earth. Meaning, Hoda, he acknowledges, Ki Adam Eino Niska V'Nimrat B'Kocho. With a person's own power, they can't be saved. Shmiras Elyon Allah. And now Hashem gives him an os. What is this os? It means a permit, something permanent. Like Yosem Hashem Kain Os. So Rabban explains beautifully, what does it mean? That he would have to travel from place to place. So he would have some kind of a GPS, you could say, equivalent. Somehow he'd have an instinct, go here. And that would be the path where there'd be no wild animal waiting to crouch on him and prey on him. And the Medrash, he quotes a Medrash that says he gave him a keleb. See my dog, a blind person, a keleb. He was afraid of the wild animals, so he gives one of the animals, a keleb. And wherever the keleb goes, that was the GPS for Cain. The keleb goes here, so he would know that Hashem would want him to go that road, and he won't get killed if he goes in that road. And why is he mentioned a keleb? Because Karoilo, it was a davar nivza, and keleb is not viewed as a very beautiful animal. It's the opposite. But the idea was he had an os tom in the order for the oros of the. So the extent of hashkacha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu was very detached. It wasn't that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took him under his wings to protect him. It's like, okay, this much I grant you. You're not going to get killed. You'll have this kelev that will take you, and somehow you won't get killed. But that's the tragedy of Kain. Vayetze Kain lifnei Hashem, says the pasuk. Says Ramban, ki od lo'amad lefanav le'olam. This is exactly the point. We talk about Sukkis, Usmachtem Lefnei Hashem, Okechem Shivas Yamin. The whole Indian of being Lefnei Hashem is the beauty of the Simcha of Sukkis, and really any Simcha. Amida Lefnei Hashem, as the Rabbis used to talk about, the Indian of Simcha being Lefnei Hashem. And here you have Vayetze Kain Mi Lefnei Hashem. Mipanecha Esaser. The Hashgach of Kain was never going to be any more what it was before. And this is why Vayesha the Eretz Nod, okay, he found one land, and that was there, the Nava Nod was in that land. And he goes on, look further in the Ramban, when he's building a city, Vayi Bona'ir. Why do you say Vayi Bona'ir? It's Vayiven. Like it says Vayiven, other way. Vayiven Asimve, Vayi Bona'ir. He couldn't stay in one place, and it wouldn't work. And he'd build a little bit, and then it would be a struggle, and then he had to run away. Then he came back, and he built a little more. And he, because he realized he was jinxed, so he calls the city Kishin Beno Chanoch, because if it's after him, forget it. It's going to be, you know, without any mazel at all. Lo Yitzchak. But he bona here. His entire life was a tragedy because he had to live in Hashem. You know, there's the Indian of Haras Panim. We talk about ourselves with the time. Rachin Avinu Kohen Gachad Or Panecha Yoreshe Panem Elecha. It's this feeling that we are under HaKadosh Baruch Hu's divine Hashgacha. And you find an incredible thing that the Shari Tshuva, Avinu Yonah, talks about in one of the things that about Tshuva should think about and daven for, not just that the Chatam should be forgiven. He writes in Shara Aleph Mem Beis, O Yispal Baal Tshuva El Hashem Limchos Ka'av Shah V'chon Chatosuk, to forgive his sins. But then he goes on, V'sheyach Votzbo V'yirat Seyv, not just forgiving the sin, but Hashem should desire you and should be goodwill. V'yosu Lo Kasher Im Lo Chata, and he brings a pasuk, Yetarosh Eloka V'yirat Seyv. What is Ritzui? Ritzui means goodwill. Ritzui means Hashem wants to give you more, and you're in His good graces. He says an incredible sentence. You could have a situation where the sin is technically forgiven. The niftem hayisurim mikol zera. Okay, I'm thinking of Cain right now. Cain is not going to have a wild animal kill him. He has his way that he's, you know, whatever it is, going to make sure he's not going to get killed. So whatever chatzi tshuva, whatever kind of tshuva he did, it got him this far. He's not going to have an onus more than what it was. You're talking, the avon is nislach, the niftim na yisurim umikog zera, the ein lashem chayfetz bo umincha lo yirtzem liyada, lashna be mayona. It doesn't say kain, but this is mamish what we read in the Ramban. Ein lashem chayfetz bo umincha lo yirtzem liyada. In other words, nothing to do with me. Okay, I took care of you, I forgave, whatever. Okay, there's something to that also. But there's no relationship, there's no yitzir, there's nothing there that he's Bayitzikai Mufnei Hashem. And you panecha asasir. I can't come to you anymore. I can't bring a mincha, I can't bring a karban. The tavas atzadikim and hatzlochos, lahafik ratzim me Hashem, v'shiyach poshtem. That's what we want. That's what tzaddikim want. The sense of ha'aras panim, ha'ar panecha v'nivashay. That's in the Rav song, that's what David HaMelech was dabbling for. We don't just want to technically be off the hook, not to have worry about Yisur, you know, just to make it somehow. We need that connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's one thing I wanted to